welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I'd like to extend to you warm Thanksgiving greetings. Today, we've set aside as a national holiday to celebrate Thanksgiving. And have you ever heard people say, referred to Thanksgiving as Turkey Day? I just cringe when I hear that, because it was almost 400 years ago. It was the early fall of 1621 when the first Thanksgiving Day was observed. And the governor of Massachusetts, Governor Bradford, issued a proclamation setting aside a day, and I'm quoting, "for thanksgiving unto God for the plenteous harvest." And so on that appointed day, after attending church and listening to a three-hour sermon, the colonists and Native Americans came together for a Thanksgiving dinner. And it was a time of feasting, wild turkey, pumpkin pie, and probably all kinds of other tempting foods. But in the midst of all that feasting and being grateful, they didn't forget to thank God for His blessings. Not only glad that they had food to eat, but recognizing where that blessing came from. And beloved, as a nation, we have so much to be grateful for. God has allowed us for all the time in our existence to prosper in freedom because our founding fathers saw the importance of recognizing that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from our Father in heaven. Even when we don't understand some things, we still should have an attitude of gratefulness and thankfulness that we were allowed to live in this nation. We are more blessed than any other nation of the earth. That's why people from all over the world, you don't hear stories of Russia having an immigration problem or Iran or Iraq, because, it's here in this country where there have been so much off opportunity and blessings and prosperity that's where people want to come. And so, beloved, what I'd like to take just a few minutes on this broadcast is to talk about an attitude of thankfulness and gratitude, which we should have all year round, not just on a day that has been set aside nationally to celebrate. And attitudes are very important. They affect the way we live our lives. A good attitude can bring success. A poor attitude can bring defeat, even destruction. And our attitudes that we have, it's important that we really look at them and analyze them, because that attitude results from perspective, and everyone has different perspectives. Our perspective is determined in a great way by our background. The way we look at life comes from the things that we have gone through in our lives. The events of the past, especially the hurts, the sorrows, the disappointments, they can cause us to have an outlook or a perspective on life that is less than God's perspective for us. You know, the Word says we're already seated with Christ in heavenly places, but many times our perspective is not a divine one, not a heavenly one. We are looking around not with the eyes of faith, but with the natural eyes and looking at the problems and the situations that we're dealing with. One of the greatest victories in life is to have an attitude change. I feel that, because we tend, especially the older we get, we tend to get set in our ways. And The Lord knows all the pain you've gone through in your life, and He wants to heal your emotions through healing your attitudes, because He wants to set us free to receive His healing and wholeness. When we're in trouble, sometimes, especially if we've caused the problem, God will still, in His love, reach down into the mess we've made and pull us out. But once we've been delivered, it's critical that we don't let the habit patterns of past bad attitudes drag us back down. Too often we look at the problems in our life, the situations we're facing, we think, oh, it's just impossible. But the right attitude will permit us to consider the impossible in the light of God's Word, which says nothing is impossible. This is a place of faith that God wants to bring you and I into. He wants to deliver us from negative, religious, criticizing attitudes, things that have become perhaps habitual and we're not even aware of it. He wants to free us from the powers of darkness and wrong attitudes that keep us in bondage and replace those negative perspectives, those bad attitudes, if you will, with the attitude of victorious, grateful person. So how can we come into this place of spiritual victory? Well, we must allow Him to come in and to instill faith. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And so, and to allow Him to do that, we have to be willing to surrender to Him. Those walls surrounding us must come down. Those emotional barricades that encompass us and bring attitudes that hinder us, they have to come down because they're preventing us from living in victory. Romans 10 and 17 says, "So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." If we are able to submit to the Lord in having His help to remove those emotional walls and barriers, then what happens? As we're being healed, the pain, the sorrow, the deep hurts that so many carry around within them that no one knows about, they just have a front of being, you know, having it together and being happy or trying to. But beloved, when we are really healed and set free, we will then, I believe, really learn to love. Love is eternal. It's not limited to time. And therefore, as we commit to loving, we've made a commitment which will change our attitude. Jesus said, "As the Father loved me, I've also loved you. Abide in my love. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." That's John 15, 9 and 10. And Jesus went on to say, "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." John 15, 11. And in John 15, 12, he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And when you think of it, how can we really love others if we have attitudes of fear and hate and anger and envy and jealousy? We're filled with discouragement and disappointments. We simply can't love others in the way Jesus describes. And you might be saying, "Well, Sister Glass, you don't know how I've been hurt. You don't know how I've been betrayed. You don't know what I've gone through." Well, I don't. But there is one who does, and there's one who will never disappoint you. There's one who will never fail you. There's one who will never condemn you, and his name is Jesus. 1 Peter 4 and 8 says, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sin." And beloved, as we allow the Lord to heal us, to heal our emotions, to deliver us, really, it's, I think, really deep down, it's pain and unresolved hurt that causes those negative things to come out of us, the attitudes, the perspectives, the cynicism, the criticism, the condemnation. We have been injured. When someone's like really angry all the time, or they're really negative or critical, it's like a big billboard that's saying, "I'm hurting." They would maybe not admit it, they wouldn't confess it, but that's the sign of someone that's not truly healed. And many of us have become too narrow in our approach to attitude. We want to keep them to ourselves and simply take them to God. Isn't that, it's our business. And although we certainly should take them to God, Galatians 6:8 says, we need to bear one another's burdens. As we do that, the scripture says we fulfill the law of Christ. And that's why generally on every broadcast, I give an invitation to, if you're going through a difficult situation, to just take a moment in time, either email or drop me a brief note. You don't have to write a long letter. And allow me to pray for you, because, beloved, there is such power in prayer. And God has stirred my heart with a new faith, a new perspective, that when I pray for you, things are going to happen. Testimonies of how God is answering prayer have come in. And another thing I know that God wants to deliver us from, some of you listening have been bound by fear. And that fear causes us to build walls around ourselves because, you know, we don't trust anyone. And Jesus desires to teach us to trust Him, first of all, so we can learn to trust others. Some are into codependency. They get their self-value from others. But beloved, I just want to share with you that God is our source for self-worth. We're not valuable because we love God. We're valuable because He loves us. And fear is also a sign that we've been wounded. But if we will come to the Lord and have praise and thanksgiving in our heart, it will move us into a lifestyle, an attitude, a perspective of thanksgiving and gratitude. And God will heal our wounds, set us free, and give us a new attitude. The Bible teaches that we can control our thoughts and renew our minds through the Word of God. One translation of Hebrews 11:6 says, consider the impossible in the light of God's word, believe His word, and see what God will do. Well, Father, as this broadcast is drawing to a close, Lord, I just pray very briefly but sincerely for everyone listening, Lord, that You will deliver from negative attitudes, negative perspective. Help us, Lord, to realize that anything that comes our way, You allow. You have our best interests at heart. You are concerned about us. And Lord, You will cause us to grow and to mature into the fullness of the stature of Christ Jesus. Thank You for Your delivering power, Lord. Thank You for making us truly grateful for all You have done for us, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Have a blessed Thanksgiving holiday, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.